properties against no competition, or on pay-to-hunt ranches, as commonly seen on many TV and YouTube videos, these books are likely not for you because, due to the numbers of big bucks on their properties and how easy they are to kill, they will always receive opportunities no matter their hunting skill set. The cool thing is that once you've been somewhat consistently successful at taking good bucks in high hunter density pressured areas, you can hunt any place in the country and be even more successful, as the methods used to take good bucks in pressured areas will work anywhere else. Whereas successful hunting methods used in lightly hunted, ultra managed, and managed areas will not necessarily work well, if at all, in heavily pressured areas. Greg resides in Georgia and has been hunting whitetails for 30 years, with 16 of those seasons being from a saddle, and he has hunted whitetails in 16 different states. John resides in Michigan and has been bow hunting whitetails for 58 years, with 43 of those seasons being from a saddle, and he has bow hunted in 7 different states. Combined, they have 88 seasons of whitetail hunting experience with 59 seasons of saddle hunting experience. John and Greg each have their own instructional YouTube channels with videos on many of the topics within this book. John's YouTube channel is Eberhard Outdoors, and Greg's is G2 Outdoors. And you may consider searching their channels for videos of topics that need visual clarification. Going forward within these books, whenever the word we, us, or our is used, it meant that John and Greg agreed on whatever the information is about. In many instances, however, John and Greg will reflect on things they do, on past experiences of their own, or on experiences of acquaintances, and those instances will be stated as such. Because the hunting methods within these books have been developed and honed through John and Greg's hunting careers, it will have many concise, yet abbreviated, short kill stories that go hand in hand with the information within the respective chapter they are in. They hope you enjoy reading those stories as much as they enjoyed the tedious thought process, many hours of unsuccessful hunting time they spent in their saddles, and hours of laborious work they put into their bow hunting to create and live those kill opportunities. You may notice as you read John's stories that many of the bucks he took between 1969 and 1995 were a bit smaller antlered than the bucks he took thereafter. And there is a logical reason for that, as the hunting landscape was much different from the 1950s through the early 1990s. By the mid-1990s, the whole let them go, let them grow mantra was beginning to get legs, and some of the seasoned bow and gun hunters that had been targeting and taking any legal antlered buck stopped shooting 1.5-year-olds altogether, began targeting 2.5-year-old and older bucks only. As more and more decent hunters began passing on year-and-a-half-old bucks, more bucks survived to reach 2.5 years of age, and a small percentage of them made it to 3.5 years or older. This passing up of young bucks allowed many bucks to grow an additional year, and it shows in the bucks John shot from the mid-90s and beyond. We're certain that hunters in heavily hunted areas across the country that have been hunting since the 1960s through the 1990s can relate to the reality of there being many more mature bucks nowadays than in the past. John and Greg realize that there are many diverse terrain features across the country and that many of them require different skill sets. And between them, they have successfully bow hunted in the following types of terrain: rural agriculture, hill country, foothills of hills, big timber, western plains, many differing types of swamps, southern pine flats, old floodplains draws out west, Florida Everglades, and in many areas where several of these terrain features are intermingled. In other words, they've hunted every type of terrain where whitetails exist. The diversity of their hunting experiences allowed them to collaborate and write in detail about the different hunting methods required in differing terrain areas across the country. Having hunted in lightly hunted western states of North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Kansas, and in the big buck-rich Midwestern states of Wisconsin, Minnesota, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, their observations during hunts and kills in those states have confirmed how different the behaviors and daytime movement patterns of mature bucks can be, so staggeringly different.